With 82.1% of the province's eligible population having had at least one jab of a COVID-19 vaccine, and 70.6% of eligible recipients being fully vaccinated, most people eager to get vaccinated have already done so. This has prompted a drop in the number of people visiting vaccination centers, and was likely why Health Minister Adrian Dix yesterday announced that appointments at those centers are no longer necessary. There were only 20,006 vaccine doses provided to British Columbians in the past 24 hours. Health officials have not administered so few doses in a single day since April 6, when the government said 18,466 doses were administered. April 6 was an anomaly at the time, however, as all other days in that calendar week had more than 34,000 doses provided. The struggle to get vaccine stragglers into clinics comes as the number of individuals with active COVID-19 infections in BC keeps jumping to new month's high levels. There are now 3,284 people in BC actively battling COVID-19 infections, including 395 whose illness was diagnosed in the past 24 hours. The last time more British Columbians had active COVID-19 infections was May 28, when 3,441 residents were fighting the disease. Most of the active infections in BC are in the Interior Health Region. The active cases include 619 in Fraser Health, 18.8%, 430 in Vancouver Coastal Health, 13.1%, 1,893 in Interior Health, 57.6%, 111 in Northern Health, 3.4%, 218 in Island Health, 6.6%, and 13 people who normally reside outside the province. Serious infections are also on the rise. A net total of 3 more people were admitted to BC hospitals with COVID-19 in the past day, for a total of 71. The last time BC hospitals had more such patients was on July 9, when 73 individuals were fighting for their lives. Of the 71 people now hospitalized, 23 are in intensive care units, ICUs. Fortunately, health officials know of no new COVID-19-related deaths in the past day. That leaves the province's death toll from the pandemic at 1,777 people. More than 96.6%, or 148,215. Of the 153,313 people known to have contracted COVID-19 in BC are considered by the province to have recovered because they have gone 10 days after first feeling symptoms, and are therefore not thought to be infectious. While BC's Interior Health Region remains the province's hotspot, it no longer accounts for a majority of new cases. Here is a breakdown of where the 395 new COVID-19 infections are in BC. 100 in Fraser Health, 25.3%, 61 in Vancouver Coastal Health, 15.4%, 187 in Interior Health, 47.3%, 15 in Northern Health, 3.8%, 31 in Island Health, 7.8%, and 1 person who normally resides outside the province. No new outbreaks have been detected at BC seniors' homes. That leaves 7 such homes with active outbreaks: Kin Village in South Delta, Discovery Harbor in Campbell River, Kootenay Street Village in Cranbrook, Cottonwoods Care Center in Kelowna, Brookhaven Care Center in West Kelowna, Holyrood Manor in Maple Ridge, and Nelson Jubilee Manor in Nelson. Jekerstrom at biv.com at Glenn Corstrom.